We are on Kuf Yud Amud Beis, and we are almost exactly in the middle of the page. If you read Tosfos, there's Tosfos Mai Taima. If you look at Tosfos Mai Taima, we are like two lines down. The first word on the word on the line is Gabe Nachrios. Yeah, see where we are. Okay, so we were in the middle of attacking Rabba, right? Attacking Rabba for this idea that a chareshes meikara, that a charesh, someone who's born a deaf mute, how could you, that you should not be able to say that individual, that she could have a chalitza done for her, or that he could do, if he was a deaf mute, could do chalitza, right? And Rabba had been the one who argued to make a distinction, that when a chareshes meikara, someone who was pikachas and became chareshes, that's the person who can't do chalitza because they started of as a pikeach or pikacha, so the marriage was a full marriage, and then when they become a chayush or charesh, then they can't end it or can't do chalitza. But if they were chareshes meikara, then they would be able to, because it's sort of the same way they went in, the same they get into the marriage, the same way they can get out of it. And the Gemara went to a very, very great extent to prove that Rabba was incorrect, and it's not true, and that we have Mishnayos that prove examples of chareshes meikara, where we say, you know, they can get married, but they cannot do chalitza, right? Chonetz in chalitza lo. And Rabba basically didn't have a response to that argument. And the final argument that was made last time basically said, you know, we had all these different cases that were quoted, and basically said, well, if in one case we can prove that the entire case is talking about a case of chareshes meikara, chareshes meikara, then all the other cases must also be the same, right? An expectation that all the cases are talking about the same thing. And once we made that, and since one of the cases was clear that it was referring to a chareshes meikara, so then must be all the cases of chareshes and chareshes were talking about someone again who was born that way, a chareshes meikara, and therefore, and we saw a case where we said they can do get married but not do chalitza, and Rabba had no response. So now the Gemara kind of continues the story here, and we're going to see go searching for maybe an even better proof that Rabba was wrong. Ki osa kalakame to Rav Yosef. When he came to Rav Yosef and shared with him what was going on, so Amalai, Rav Yosef said, I don't understand. He said, my time at Tusve meha. Why are you trying to, Tusve, right? Like Esve, like to attack. Why are you trying to bring a contradiction from here? He said, that's problematic to bring a contradiction from here. Why? The yachal ishnuya, because a person could argue, he could argue with you, Achayos Chareshos Meikara, Nachrios Pikchos Ve'achachach Nischarshu. That he could say, meaning a person could make an argument relatively easily, that it's not necessarily true that all the cases have to be exactly the same case. And maybe the case, and this is sort of random, the example that he's giving, but he's saying that maybe I would tell you that when it talks about, you know, sisters who were married to two brothers. So maybe that case was Chareshes Meikara. But maybe the case of Nachrios, non-sisters, just two random women married to these two brothers, maybe that case is Pikachos V'achach Nischarshu. Maybe they are born Pikacho, you know, born, you know, fully, you know, able to, fully knowledgeable, etc. And then they became Chareshes. Meaning the point is not necessarily that distinction is the distinction, but you could, the point is being, I can make distinctions, right? Who says that necessarily all the cases line up, that they're all talking about the same case? So, Ela Ibai L'chala Usve Meha. Rather, if you ask me, I'd rather attack Rabba from here. What's the case? Case is follows. Shnei Achin Charishin. You have two brothers who are Charishin. Nisuin Shtei Achayos Pichos, who were married to two sisters who are pikchos, right? Who are fully mentally able. Oh, shtei achayos chareshos, or these two brothers who are chareshin are married to two sisters who are chareshos. Oh, shtei achayos achos pikachos veachas chareshos. Or again, the brothers are the same. They're both chareshin, but either they married to two sisters who are pikchos, two sisters who are chareshos, or one and one. Oh, shtei achayos achos pikachos veachas chareshos. Okay. Or two sisters who are charishos, nisuas shnei achen, married to two brothers. Pichin, shnei achen pichin, o shnei achen charishin, o le shnei achen echa b'kech echa charish. Every case is the following. Either the two women are charishin, or the two men are charishin. The other people are some type of combo, right? But in every one of these cases, either the husband's a charish, or the wife is a charish, right? In every case. What is the halach in such a case? Harei elu petiros mina chalitza u'mina yibam. In all these cases, the women, if the husbands die, the women become petiros from chalitza and from yibam. Vim hayu nochrios, and in that case, they're all brothers or sisters, right? These are two brothers married to two sisters. But if they were nochrios, if they were not sisters, the two women married to the two men, yichnosu, right? You can marry them. If one of the men will die, one of them, they could do yibum. Vim ratzu lahotzi, yotziu. And then what? If you want to divorce them afterwards, you can divorce them. What is one of the options that's not offered to them?
Chalitza.
Chalitza. It's not offered as an option, right? Hey, chidami, what's the case? So you're going to tell me what? Oh, so what's the case? Maybe the case is they were pikeach and then became acherish, and that's why they can't do chalitza. Mi matzi mafke, right? But if that's true, then how could they give a get, right? If the case of it's a similar point we made before, right? If the person himself, if the man is a cherish and he's a pikeach and then became a cherish, the halacha was already that a pikeach who becomes a cherish can't give a get, right? For hatanan, take out the words nishtates lo yotzi, those are removed by the Bach, right? For hatanan nischarish who onishtat unishtate lo yotzi olamis, right? The mission already taught us before that the mission we're going to see on Kufi Beis and Beis that a person who becomes a cherish or becomes a shota, he cannot give a get. He doesn't have das, right? Either him or her. So, and since he can't give a get, in that sense, if he becomes a cherish, then what was the case? The mission's example was: what do you do in all these cases, right? If they're no cherios, yichnosu v'imrotz lahotziyotziyo, right? Marry them, and if you decide that you know you want to, then divorce it. You could divorce it because you can't do chalitza. But if that's true, if you're functioning in a world where we assume that the husband can give a get, that must be because why? He was a cherish meikara, right? He had started as a cherish, but if he was a pikeach and becomes a cherish, so then he went into the marriage with das, right? He was able to marry her, and now during the marriage he becomes a non-bar das, and he can't give a get, right? So that proves that what the case of this mishnah is a case of cherish meikara, and they're saying in the cherish meikara, again two things, and we say in this case that this case itself says that they can't do chalitza, right? So you now have within the same case you've proven that the case is cherish meikara, because if it wasn't cherish meikara, he wouldn't be able to give a get. Yeah, with me a little, yeah, right? Because if that's not possible. Someone who was a bardas and they got married, if they have the intellectual capacity to get married, then their marriage is a marriage midaraisa. In which case they and then they become a cherish, they can't give a get because you need das to get out of the marriage. By the way, this is a real thing, like halacha l'maisa. Like it's a real problem. If you have people who have experiences where they, you know, become a not bar das halachically, and can women receiving a get, man giving a get, can be a real shaila in halacha. But the point being, once we prove the case is that he's able to give a get, must be that he was a cherish meikara, right? So his marriages were all really midrabanan in the first place, so his get can be midrabanan because he never really was a bar das. And within the same case, which we proved to be a case of cherish meikara, we also said, right, and the assumption is, within the same mission at least, cherish should be the same thing. Cherish is cherish meikara, or cherish is pikachas and became a cherish. It should be the same, at least within the same case, same mission, it should be the same case. And in that case, we said that the women can't do chalitza, right? So it must be cherish meikara, can't do chalitza, rabba should be out, right? So the mission that the Gemara ended, el lav, cherish meikara. That case must be cherish meikara. Umidehein cherish meikara, inunami cherish meikara. If the men in the same mishnah are charesh and meikara, then in hunami, then the women also must be charesh meikara. And much v'katani im hayu nochrios yichnosu in yichlotzu lo. right? And the Mishnah itself said within the same Mishnah that that these women can get married, but they cannot do chalitza to yufta of the rabbah to yufta. So we have that's the strongest language the Gemara can use, right? This is a disproof of rabbah. Get it out of here. Rabbah's statement that there could be some distinction, right? That somehow it's only a cheresh is meikara that can't. Sorry, a pekach sof became then became a cheresh that can't do chalitza. You know, but a cheresh meikara can. No, Rabbah is wrong. Mishnayos are clearly against him, and that opinion is rejected. Okay. Okay. So the next case in the Mishnah was Ketana v'Chereshes. What was the case? We had, again, a person's married to, right? Misha Anasa l'shtei yosomos, right? We had the original case of our current Mishnah was an individual who's married to two women, right? Shtei yosomos, Ketanos, or Shtei Chereshos. And then we said, what if he's married to a Ketana and a Chereshos, right? So he's married to two women with whom he can only do a... The whole point is the whole Mishnah, right? It's an individual married to two women with whom he can only really have kiddushin, you know, midrabbanan. It's not real kiddushin. So what happens if he's married to a katana and a chareshes? Okay, a katana who herself will become she's a bastas and she will eventually be a bastas, right? But now she's a katana, she doesn't have das, or a chareshes who fundamentally is not going to have das. So what happens if he's married to these two women? One's a katana, one's a chareshes. And then he dies. So what happens in terms of their status as tzaros to each other, right? So the Mishnah said, "Ein bias achas mehen poteres tzaros." Right? If one of them does yibum, it has no impact on the other, right? As opposed to say if they're both chareshos or they're both ketanos. So we said that the chalitza or yibum of one of them is going to take the other one off the hook, like our rule in general by co-wives, right? Once one of them does a yibum, the other one can go free. One of them does chalitza, the other one goes free. But if they were ketana and chareshes, because there are two different statuses in terms of status of midrabanan, one of them doing yibum is not going to let the other one off the hook. Right? And at that point, Rashi gave us a reason why, which was a little confusing to understand why that was. And now we're going to see it play out in the Gemara. And it'll be a little confusing in the Gemara too. But hopefully we'll figure it out. Okay, so it says the Gemara like this. Amar Rav Nachman. Ashkech say l'Rav Ada bar Ava. I came to see Rav Ada bar Ava, u'l'Rav Chana chasne, and his son-in-law Rav Chana. The yasve v'kam kavu akavsa b'shuka de pumbadisa. They were sitting and taking shilas in. They're having a Q&A, with the ask the rabbi with the chevra in pumbadisa. Rashi says mikavu akavsa. Rashi says makhilim talmidim. They were gathering students sevivam around them. Shayubayim lishmo divrim, coming to listen to them. They're giving a shir. They were sitting and talking to their talmidim who are listening to them. Lishnachrina says Rashi the makhu akasa meshivin kushios zelazeh. They were responding to questions, but they're sitting and they're answering questions. Okay, and they said as follows. V'amrei hadisnan, and they said the Mishnah says like this. Ketana v'chereshes en bi'achas mehen poteres sarasa. Right, that if you have one man married to two women, one's a katana, one's a chereshes, and he dies, then and now his brother is coming to yibum. So the bi of one of them does not pater the other. So honey mili. So they said, what is that? What are we talking about? Honey mili de nafla le me'achiv pikeach. Right, that's if they were married to a man who was a pikeach, right? He was, meaning he was a full bardas. Why? We don't know which of these two women that he was married to that he liked more, right? That he liked them more. What does that mean? Maybe he really was more interested in his relationship with the katana because eventually she was going to be a bastas, right? At some point she would become older and she'd be a full-fledged, intellectually, have full intellectual capacity. She'll be a bastas, and that's what he's really interested in. So she's not yet right there. Now she's still a child, but eventually she would be a bastas. Or maybe he really liked the chareshes more. Why? Because at the end of the day, she's an adult. You can have a mature relationship with her, right? You can have a physical relationship with her because she's, a gadol already. So, meaning, it's in that scenario that we say the B of one doesn't pater the other. Why? Because it's some type of uncertainty about which of these two women he has more of a connection with. And presumably what that means is that because of that, their status is uneven, right? It's not the same. So the fact that that his marriage with one of them is, you know, the fact that one of them does Yibam doesn't necessarily have an impact on the marriage of the other, because their marriages already were sort of unequal, have an unequal status. It's interesting that the status is dependent on which one he likes better.
We've never worried about that before. So is this purely because they're rabbinic marriages, and so we're trying to decide which one he felt was his real marriage?
That's what I'm struggling with as I was looking at this. That's what it seems like to me.
Yeah,
I mean, why do we all of a sudden care which one he likes more?
Right.
Or, I mean, it's not likes, like which one he has like more of more chemistry with. But the point is, it's the one that it sounds like he's like going to be more interested in making like his primary wife, his permanent wife. It has to have a halachic impact.
Yeah.
So it must be that like his the point is, right, it's only a pikeach, right? Because we care about his das. Right, so it sounds like once we're only dealing in the realm of like a rabbinic marriage, it's not a full kinyan. So what makes the kinyan is his das. Right, so if we care about his das, what is he interested in? Which one does he feel more connected to? In a certain sense, it sounds like but it's not the way we usually talk about this, right? But it sounds like it means that the one that he has, it's not that, you know, I don't think it's like this guy, you know, Joe, right? But the point is that whatever, Yosef, but it's like what we'd assume this man would be, the type of woman we assume he would feel more connected to, and therefore have das to have made more of a kinyan with, I guess, right? That he'd be more interested, yeah.
Possibly, maybe because it's mashma from the Mishnah itself, which creates this weird, you had these two different statuses
right.
that you would have otherwise would have thought, like this case could have come out differently, like in other words, because they were both on the Derabbanan level, and yet the Mishnah...
That's all Chiddush.
That's all
is that you right. think, two Ketanos, so it's right. the same. Right. Two Chareish is the same. Chareish and Ketana, not the same.
And so they're struggling with why...
Why is it different?
Right.
Right. What's the lack of symmetry here? Exactly. That's exactly the point. Right. But it's a very funny... It seems funny to us, at least. We've learned a lot of Yevamos. So to like now hear, like, well, we care about which one he likes better. Right. So I think we have to be careful. I don't think it's like which one he, like I said, which one he likes better. But it's the one we would imagine... objectively, he would feel more connected to, which is also still strange, still a little hard to understand. But that connection creates more of a, you know, a stronger bond in some way, even halachically. But we'll have to see more as we move along. Maybe we'll get a better answer than that. Okay. But the point is, this whole point is that there's only this lack of symmetry when he's a pikeach. When he's a Bikeach, he's a Bardas. So we're trying to figure out which one he likes better. Is it the Ketana who was going to eventually be a Bastas? Or is it Gedola who, you know, the Chareshes, she's a Chareshes, but she's at least a Gedola and she's a Basbia. So it continues in Gemara. Aval nafla me'achiv Cheresh. But if the husband was a Cheresh, and he was married to a Chareshes and a Ketana, vadai be'Chareshes nichale. Right? We for sure assume that he would have more connection to the Chareshes, the Basbiahi, because she's a gedola and she's able to have a physical relationship with her, ubas minehi, right? And she is similar to him, right? So we assume matza minas mino. He's happy that he's more comfortable for him to be married to someone who is like him. It doesn't always have to be true. We're pointing out a general kalal. Right? The assumption is he would be more drawn to the woman who's a gedola and like him. And again, I think the other point is that the bardas, right, the pikeach, so the fact that she's a chareshes is a struggle for him, even though she's a gedola. Here, once you have a gedola and she's the same as him, we assume, okay, so he's for sure going to go with the gedola. Okay, but the point is that in that case, it sounds like once it's obvious which one is, you know, more, he would have more of a connection to, then we're not concerned. Right now, it sounds like maybe the yibum of one would disqualify the other. Right? That's what, or not disqualify, it would free the other, it sounds like. V'amina lehu. And he says, "Ana afila nafla le mi achiv cheresh nami mispigalei." Right, and I said, "I'm not sure." Right, meaning they again. Rav Nachman went to see Rav Adbar Ava and Rav Chana, and they said, "Yeah, this whole thing is only when this lack of symmetry is when he's a pikeach and they're both different from him." right? But if he's a cheresh, then for sure the cheresh is the one he'd be more connected to. That becomes obvious. Again, it's not clear yet what the Gemara means, and therefore what? What's going to happen when he is more connected to the Chareshes? Does that mean that the Yibam should for sure happen with her, and then the Katana goes free, or it doesn't matter? Right? They're so separate that it's only the Chareshes that we really care about. Right?
But interestingly, Rav Nachman doesn't argue with the premise that it's coming down to an issue of who's the preferred.
He's just saying he has I'm not sure.
Right.
Correct. And Rav Nachman just said back, the truth is, I'm not totally sure. I'm not really sure which one is correct, right? So that's sort of the place where they leave it. So let's just see the next line for a second. This is where it gets a little more complicated. So we'll just kind of maybe we'll introduce it more here, and then we'll see. But the Gemara wants to know, okay, but Ketzat Takanasan, right? What are you going to do with them? Right? How are you going to solve this problem? How are you going to eventually let these women go free? They can marry somebody else. Look at Rashi. Ketzat Takanasan, says Rashi. It's like eight lines up in the skinny lines in Rashi. Ketza takanasan, the katana vechareshes hol ve'ein ha'achas poteres etzarasa. Right, since you just told me that we don't, one of them does not pasha the other. Vechareshes la bas chalitzahi, right? Meaning they can't. You say okay, so I do be even with one of them. Good, then the other one will go free. You can't. That doesn't work. Why? Because they don't pasha each other, and the chareshes can't do chalitza. Right, the nefek tarvayu bechalitza. Maybe you'd say, "Oh, just do chalitza with both and finish." We've done that a lot of times. Be suffek, do a chalitza with both, and you can't do that because she can't do a chalitza. V'miyabim la, and if you're gonna have her do yibum, the chareshes do yibum, v'chalitza katana, and do chalitza for the katana. Kishetagda, when she gets older, mifsala kamaisa ale. Right, she's gonna actually, the first one's gonna actually become usher to her. The kimle belo yibonet. I guess the first husband will become forbidden to her now, right? The original, the brother will become forbidden to her because once they did a chalitza, she can't marry him anymore. Tahabia de chareshes lo dachya zika, the name of ena chareaklim, because the bia of the chareshes doesn't knock out the zika to say that there's nothing afterwards. So everyone's placed in this kind of bizarre scenario. How do you want them to navigate this? So the Gemara answers like this: Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav kones ha chareshes. So I'll tell you what to do. Marry the chareshes, because she can't do chalitza, right? Umotzia beget, and then give her a get. Vikatana, and by the way, if he's a pikeach, so you can give a get. If he's a cheresh, he was a cheresh when he first married, if the original husband was a pikeach, so fine, so the brother who was also a pikeach can give her a get. If the original husband was a cheresh, but the brother is a pikeach, he can give a get also, right? He can do both. Assume that the brother is a pikeach, I guess. So he should marry her. Marry the chareshes, umotzi beget, and then he give her a get, right? Because the chareshes can't do chalitza. So you marry her, and then you can give her a get. Vikatana, tam to nashatak, divatachot. And the katana should wait until she gets older, and then she'll also do chalitza. And then, in that way, you will find a way for each of them to eventually be released. So Rav Chizis says, Shema Amina, Kasava Rav, Chareshes Kenuya Umishu Yeres, Kitana Kenuya Ve'ena Kenuya. So this is going to be the concept we're going to have to introduce next time, but we'll talk more about next time, we'll introduce it now for a second. Rav Chizis says, what do you see from here? You see that Rav holds that the fact that he said that you marry the Chareshes and give her a get, and the Kitana wait until she gets older and do a Chalitza. So what do you see? You see that Rav Chizis holds that a Chareshes is considered acquired, and then mishuyeres. She's like somewhat married and somewhat left, not totally. But you'll see the difference. But katana, right? Katana kenuya v'ena kenuya. But the katana is suffic whether she is. She's either totally acquired or totally not acquired. And this is meaning that the katana has a status of she's either the suffic is. It's sort of both a suffic by both. The katana is, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Chareshes kenuya b'miksas b'mishiyeres. U'katana suffic kenuya kula, suffic ena kenuya klal. Right, the katana, it's like as if a suffic, either she's totally acquired or not at all, meaning that's the suffic when it comes to katana. But when it comes to a chareshes, she is like partially acquired. So you said it's sort of the same thing, right? But it's not the same thing. Right? I mean, when we're dealing with them as a suffic, they're not the same. That the chareshes is considered partially acquired right now, right? And the katana is considered, we don't know. Either she's fully acquired or not acquired at all. And we're going to see as Gemara moves on to explain how you know that and what the nafkamina is, but that we'll pick up with next week.